Well, JD, many congratulations. Big stage and coming good. Had a difficult jump off, but all made it look very easy.
Yeah, I didn't know if I could go as fast as Rosie, but I just went for it, yeah.
For you to win an event like this, the Horse of the Year show, how big a deal is it?
Yeah, it's the biggest competition of my life, yeah. Hopefully there's more to come, though.
And knowing that this was such an important stage, how nervous were you?
Yeah, I was really nervous because I was here last year and I knew, but the pony I've got just now, I knew he could do it. So, yeah, I just went for it.
And this is your last stage at sort of pony level, so, you know, you've achieved something like this. It's a good springboard, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a good end to my career, junior career. So, it'll be coming up for sale and, yeah.
And sort of how did you get into the sport? I mean, obviously, Scottish show jumping's on a little bit of a high at the present, but how did you become involved?
Well, my mum and dad have done horses, breaking them in, so I've been doing it since I was about five, yeah. So Tiger's been the one I won on. I've brought him on since he was a five-year-old, so it's really good to have won something like this and produced something that can win.
And obviously we've known what Scott's done. Is that an inspiration?
Yeah, big. I watched him last night and I was like, this is what I want to do. So,
I mean, put it into context, because they were talking about the legacy from the Olympics. You are, sort of, I suppose, part of that legacy. So what he did for Scottish show jumping, is it going to be make it easier for you, do you think, to maybe attract sponsors and a result like this and get the good horses?
Yeah, hopefully. I've got a couple of good sponsors just now, so hopefully I can do as well, Scott.
Because, yeah. I mean, it's what he did was fantastic, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's really massive.